I'm not aroused right now by your attitude.
Now, I think a more interesting question is, what do you do with it?
What was that? I'm just trying to think
back.
What do
you do with your morning erection?
Well, that depends who you're sleeping with.
What if you have to answer the door suddenly?
Does it go away on its own?
That's why you, like a kid in school, you should always sleep with a backpack near your bed, and then you could walk to the front of class with it in front of
no,
you.
No, it doesn't go. Yes. Eventually, it will go away on its own. Or you can think of things. You think of garbage and your grandmother and
sometimes
things like that. Just thinking of your.
I think Jane almost lost it in the background. People may be hearing.
If you get old enough, thinking about your grandmother can just exacerbate the morning.
That was another line from our Dr. Seuss-like Best Life column.
All right.
Barnaby. He tries to think of things to make his erection go away.
So on to the next question, and this one is from Todney Woods in Bridgetown, no state specified. The question is, why?
No, it's Bridgetown, Pakistan.
Possibly. You never
could
know.
Be.
One
I
never
mean,
knows.
Could be anywhere.
Why do some people have extra fingers or toes? Extra than the normal 10 fingers or toes?
Of course.
You know what I'm thinking about, Mark? Let's see how well we communicate. I'm thinking about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give you a hint? Mandy Patinkin? Is that how you spell it? Pronounce his last name?
All I can think of is The Princess Bride.
Exactly. Jane, way to go. You win a Pinto.
I'm sorry. I'm at a loss here.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. He's hunting for the six-fingered man.
Oh,
it's a fantastic movie, Mark.
We like to call it
Polydactyly.
Polydactyly.
So we actually answered a question about fingers being fused or webbed hands and feet, which is called syndactyly. And that can actually occur. It's a genetic abnormality. Polydactyly is when you have more fingers or toes. And it can be an isolated finding, totally unrelated to anything. It's just a genetic defect, essentially, a defect in development. And it can occur as part of syndromes, but often it's just unrelated. The most common form of polydactyly is an extra little finger, I don't even really use my little finger.
On your hand or somewhere else in your body?
Mark, why do you have to get like that? Anyway, I'm going to ignore Mark and just keep talking. I like to say the word polydactyly.
Are most of these corrected at birth?
It really depends. Mm-hmm. It can be simply removed, or if you don't mind having an extra little finger, you can just go about your life.
Although it probably could be a challenge buying gloves. Maybe you'd have to go with mittens.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jane Weaver.
She nailed that one.
She's been planning that one. I think this question was a plant.
Well, it's also cats who have extra digits are supposed to be considered lucky for their owners, too.
I was thinking about Henry Miller talked about prostitutes with deformities and how they would charge higher prices in, I think, Tropic of Cancer. But that is totally unrelated to the body.
The two of you are just blowing me away today.
I can't believe we've silenced Mark Lehner. Record this date. What is today?
I am impressed.
Well, August 23rd?
And that wraps up another episode of The Body Odd. If you have questions for Mark and Billy, or you want to make a comment or listen to past episodes, go to thebodyodd.msnbc.com. We want to hear from you. That's all for now.